here's a story from The World.
The town of Palma in Mozambique sits along pristine white sandy beaches, and in recent years, it's become the center of a multi-billion dollar natural gas project run by the French energy company Total. That has created new jobs and drawn both foreigners and locals alike to Palma for work. But in recent days, terrorist violence has sent thousands of people fleeing for their lives.
Na passada quarta-feira, 24 de março, grupo de terroristas penetrou.
That's a spokesman for Mozambique's Ministry of Defense, Omar Saranga, speaking at a recent press conference. He described how the attack began on Wednesday. Gunmen entered the town of Palma and killed dozens of people. Many residents fled to the nearby Amarula Hotel, a popular beachside destination frequented by foreigners.
As forças de defesa e segurança registraram com pesar.
Saranga said that a convoy of vehicles left the hotel in a desperate bid to escape, but the militants attacked the convoy, killing at least seven people. The northern province of Cabo Delgado has been through worsening violence in recent years that has displaced nearly 700,000 people. The group responsible is called Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah, a local Islamist militant group linked to ISIS. The gruesome nature of the violence is familiar, says Dewa Mavinga of Human Rights Watch.
We spoke to witnesses who saw bodies on the streets and who saw members of the armed Islamist groups that they called Al-Shabaab shooting indiscriminately. And they said some of the bodies lying on the street had heads missing. They had been beheaded.
Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah is known locally as Al-Shabaab, which means the youth in Arabic, but it has no known links to the extremist group in Somalia. Mavinga says most of its victims are local Mozambicans, but this recent attack seems to have targeted foreign workers as well. Joanna Martins is with a volunteer organization based in the capital, Maputo. The group has been donating and fundraising to help people in Cabo Delgado for years. She says this attack hits close to home. 17 of her friends and colleagues have gone missing.
We thought this would be just another incident and it would be controllable right away. When the situation evolved, we understood this was way bigger.
In the past 2 days, she and other volunteers have been running a 24/7 hotline in order to register the names of people who have gone missing. Most of them are Mozambicans working in Palma, but many of them are foreigners from South Africa and the United Kingdom, says Martins.
We have almost 800 people listed on the missing people list. And we have already 130 that were found. This is in 48 hours.
Some of the people they've tracked down were evacuated by helicopters or by boats in daring rescues staged by private security and logistics companies. Martin says others fled to neighboring Tanzania or are still stuck in Palma and surrounding areas. She worries they could soon run out of food.
Every time before going to sleep, I think of them. You know, maybe they survived the violence and the attacks, and maybe they are just lost somewhere.
Authorities in Mozambique say military operations are ongoing against militants in Palma, along with a rescue effort for civilians. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.